the presentation. I'm sorry, I have to change to the floor because I'm listening to myself. For the presentation and for the explanations given, the European Union and its member states have some comments for the overall orientation. We do acknowledge the inclusion of lessons learned in each sub-program. We would welcome an inclusion of a paragraph on overall lessons learned of UNCTAD's action and resulting decisions for the 2022 planning to avoid limiting lessons learned to each individual sub-program. We have some minor drafting proposal, and I really mean minor, for paragraph 2.b to ensure that this paragraph is in accordance with Mafeikianu, is still in place. And for paragraph 7, also a minor clarification, we have a proposal for paragraph 9, following the Deputy Secretary General's statement from this morning. We think that besides the reference to possible impact of COVID-19 pandemic in the planning for 2022, we should also include a reference to the upcoming UNCTAD 15 meeting to make clear that any and all orientations that would result from that meeting will require adjustment in the proposed actions and deliverables and will be reported as part of the program performance information. We think that perhaps the best way to proceed is to send these drafting proposals in writing so that they can be circulated and assessed by all member states, but it's just a suggestion. So, Madam Chair, if you prefer, we can dictate these proposals. Moreover, I have four questions for the Secretariat. The first one would be in paragraph 8.D, which contains the explanation of external factors that can influence the planning for 2022. There is a reference to a positive outcome for the 12th Ministerial Conference of WTO. We would ask the Secretariat to clarify what does positive outcome mean. Regarding the deliverables, we would also like to ask you about the servicing of TDB meetings, because the document indicates 59 3-hour sessions in 2020. We are under the impression that we had only 26 sessions in February, July and September. And so we would like to ask you why planning 92 sessions for 2021 and 2022. The third question would be, was there a Raoul Prebisch lecture in 2020, since there are also lectures planned for 2021 and 2022. And the last one we could identify was in 2019 and before that, 2014. Lastly, we would like to ask you regarding the agreed conclusions from last year, namely conclusion 5, member states agreed on requesting the UNCTAD Secretariat to seek guidance from the United Nations Secretariat on measuring the impact of the activities under the research and analysis pillar and to communicate potential improvements to the program plan and performance information template. So our question is, if you received any guidance on this from New York, since, as we mentioned in our initial statement, we think, and we will get back to this later, that performance indicators may be improved. Thank you, Madam Chair.